Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Rescue workers in Surfside, Florida found another body in the rubble of a collapsed building today, raising the death toll to 5. Officials say they still can't account for 156 people. Meanwhile, the investigation into the cause of the Thursday morning collapse continues. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says city engineers have inspected similar buildings.
What happened today was our Surfside building official went into the Champlain Towers North and the Champlain Towers East, which is adjacent, and they did a cursory review of the structure. And to paraphrase my conversation with my building official, he came back and said basically that they didn't find anything that was out of order.
But he said it will take weeks to complete the investigation. An engineering report from 2018 had warned of significant structural issues at the collapsed building. Officials say a hot air balloon hit a power line and crashed onto a busy street in Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning. They say all 5 people on board were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. President Biden is walking back a threat that he won't support the bipartisan infrastructure deal if it's not paired with another spending plan supported exclusively by Democrats. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on Biden's efforts to save the deal that appeared in peril.
In a lengthy statement Saturday, President Biden said, quote, "The bottom line is this. I gave my word to support the infrastructure plan, and that's what I intend to do." Biden announced the deal on Thursday, standing alongside Republicans. But the White House has since been doing damage control after Biden told reporters, quote, "I'm not signing it. Real simple. If the bipartisan plan was not coupled with the larger package that also included money for education and child care." Biden says he was trying to reassure wary Democrats that he would push for party priorities, but that he wrongfully gave the impression that he was issuing a veto threat on the same plan he just agreed to. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is serving a 22-and-a-half-year prison term for the murder of George Floyd. Floyd's family and attorneys say the fight for justice isn't over. NPR's Liz Baker reports.
In a press conference outside the courthouse after the sentencing, the Floyd family's lawyer, Benjamin Crump, called the 22-and-a-half-year sentence progress, not justice. Real change, he said, is currently held up in Congress.
Pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act immediately! Immediately! Immediately!
That act would, among other things, eliminate qualified immunity for law enforcement and make it easier to prosecute officers for misconduct and misuse of force. Liz Baker, NPR News, Minneapolis.
This is NPR News. The World Health Organization warns rebel areas in Syria face a humanitarian catastrophe if the UN Security Council fails to renew a cross-border aid mandate next month. Nada Hamzi reports.
Millions of people depend on crucial international aid funneled through border crossings between Turkey and Syria's rebel territories in the northwest. But Russia is expected to veto a UN Security Council effort to renew the mandate of the aid crossings. The World Health Organization warns that stopping the cross-border flow of supplies will lead to increases of illnesses and deaths and plunge northwest Syria into humanitarian crisis. Russia, which backs the Syrian government against the rebels, argues that aid can be delivered to northern Syria from the capital. But the WHO says that throughout the last year, previous UN efforts to create a supply route from Damascus have not been successful. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
Countries in southern Africa have been hit hard by a resurgence of COVID-19, and the current wave is expected to be more devastating than before. Ishma Fandikwa reports.
Even South Africa, the continent's economic powerhouse, is struggling to cope with the current rise in numbers. Health facilities in Gauteng, the country's smallest province, which encompasses Johannesburg, are close to buckling, and the government has brought in the military to assist. The surge, which comes during the Southern Hemisphere winter, is expected to get worse.
Ishma Fandikwa reporting from Harare. And I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.